and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man. Figure things out. I'm Some Guy.
And I'm the Bug Man.
Yes, you are. Yes,
indeed. I am.
All right, and I believe, Bugman, you have a question for...
Brother Bugman.
You have a question for us today.
I do. So right. I was recently on a little family vacation with my mother's side of the family.
Okay.
And somehow we got to talking about, you know, they said Bugman.
Yep.
That's how they referred
Bugman.
To me.
Bugman.
Actually, they referred to
hey,
me
Bugman?
As Bringer of Death more often than not.
Bringer
like,
of Death.
If you like cheese on your burger, Bringer of Death, that's what they...
Now, what in the world
cheese
for?
On your burger. That well, because that's my job. Is
oh, you
to,
just, yeah.
to make sure that...
Murder those insects.
Murder this. So anyway, so...
Genocidal
they,
mania.
I said, what do you feel about... How do you think ghosts are a real thing? And I've thought about that too.
Okay.
And to tell you a funny story. So I got a guy that I work with, and I asked him, and I said, "Man, do you believe in ghosts?" And he's like, "Absolutely." And I said, "What's your evidence to say absolutely?"
Absolutely.
And I expect this great story, and he says, "YouTube."
I get waked up in the middle of the night by this ghost that's scratching on the wall.
Yeah,
or my kids have been beat nearly half
or
to death.
Or one time I woke up.
I saw
up
some videos on YouTube, man. I saw some videos.
YouTube has it all. And so he's convinced. He's convinced. So anyway, okay, I'm sorry. So my question is, say you and I both are involved in a tragic podcasting accident.
Yes.
And we're now ghosts.
Yeah. We trip and we choke on our microphones.
Right. And you know, they say that, you know, that if you pass in a violent way, it disturbs the spirit.
A sudden way where you don't get to talk to folks or say your last goodbyes, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Right. So what item would you haunt? Obviously, we would haunting because you know we died suddenly. What sort of thing would you tie your?
What would you possess?
Yeah, what would you possess?
Like so, like you know, there's like an evil spirit in the Chucky doll.
Yes, right,
in
right.
In the old movies, kids. That's a movie from about 20 or 30, was it 40 years
it
ago?
It had
now?
To be at least 30 years ago.
Yeah, where a small doll was possessed.
Yep.
By a spirit ghost
and was strong enough.
Yeah.
To kill people.
Yeah. I'm not going the doll route.
I'm not
That's
either.
Been done.
I'm not
Chucky's got, what, like 9 movies?
A lot. And, you know, that's another... And, you know, I know this is a...
We don't have
I'm
to
si- sidetrack. But you know, just while we're figuring things out, you know, I'm glad you said that about the doll.
This is the old man segment of the show.
I don't understand why, if you were going to come back to kill people, why use a doll?
Yeah, why is that? Yes. Okay, wait, no. This is valid. All
yeah.
right. So if the dude is going to come back,
yeah,
obviously it's the same ghost. Why is he using the exact same doll face or coming back as the... That's a really bad... Dolls are a bad choice, people.
Dolls are a bad choice. Or mannequins.
Don't haunt dolls. People are expecting that.
They're full of stuffing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, maybe you have some supernatural strength, but much supernatural strength does cotton polyester blend have?
None.
It can't have any.
None.
I'm surprised that he holds the knife. That Chucky holds the knife.
Mm-hmm.
Like his hands don't even fit on the handle.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
right.
so
what?
I'm sorry, I digress.
Exactly. So the question there then is, what would we?
Yes.
So we, you know, there's enough to be said for tearing other people apart and saying you are awful. You've made a bad choice.
Right.
But what would we do? What would
we do? You know, and I think. What I, you know, thinking about it a little bit, I think what I would do, I would haunt one, not both, but one shoestring. And not, you know, and...
So just for one of the shoes.
Just one...
In a pair. So you talk in a pair
in
of
a
two
pair
shoes.
Of two shoestrings, I would just haunt...
Just haunt the one.
One.
Okay.
Now, it would have to be a newer pair of shoes in the house.
Okay.
Because, you know, you think about in the movies, and that's where we get our research.
Yeah, right.
Is the movies. They go through and exercise and burn the house down or toss everything out of the house or whatever to try to exorcise the ghost. But what do they run out of the house with? Clothes and shoes.
And shoes
on their feet.
Right.
What is in those shoes? Shoestrings.
Shoestrings.
Who in their right mind is going to take off their shoestrings and say, my shoestring
is possessed?
Is possessed. Nobody.
So you're talking about terrorizing this family one of their shoes, and they never understand.
They never understand.
That it's a shoestring.
Right.
And so when they leave, so there's the there's this theory that's like a horror film wouldn't be so terrifying if the family wasn't stupid.
Right.
Or something
exactly.
Like that. You know, if you just leave.
Yes.
Just leave, go get a hotel or like, something
oh,
like
our
that.
Our kids love the school district here.
Yeah.
Like, no, just leave.
Just leave. Exactly. So there's that theory. But even the smart family.
Right.
If you play your cards right.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you
know,
think ahead a little bit,
yes.
Plan.
Now you're in one of them's shoe, and they'll never know.
They'll never know it because I get, you know, I wear the same. Like even when I get new shoes, I get the same.
Yeah.
Kind.
Now, what do you do then as their shoestring, though? Like, where does that take you?
So what I'm thinking, and I don't plan on being mean. Like, you know, like if I'm a ghost, I want to have a long ghost life.
Right.
And I feel like the mean ones, everyone spends all their time, thinking of ways to get rid of them.
Right.
Like, what I want to do, I want to go through as the lone shoestring during the night and find the remote and find, like, the lost sock.
Right.
And put it, like, in weird places.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put the lost sock above the refrigerator or put the remote in not to go back to the refrigerator, but kind of like put it in the freezer or something like that.
Yeah.
And so make them think that they're going crazy when actually it's the old shoestring, the old haunted shoestring.
Gosh. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I've had a little bit of time to think.
Okay.
Here. You know what I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I'm going to a salon.
Uh-huh.
Or a barber shop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm possessing the scissors.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's not for what you think.
Okay. All
right. I'm not going to be violent.
No?
Nope. You're
going to be nice?
I'm going to be the bringer of justice.
For hair. Oh, wow.
Because you think about this. Every rude customer,
yep.
Think about how many times the beautician has sat there and just said, goodness. I just want to cut a bald spot in the back of your head.
Yep.
Like, I just want. Yep. I don't want to hurt you.
Yep.
I just want to do it in the back of your head where you can't find it.
Right.
You know, I just want to cut it a little too short. I don't want to cut some weird symbol in here.
Yep.
Or maybe possess a pair of clippers. Yep. So any dude that comes in there and gets a haircut,
you know
the lady just wants to just you know, get in there.
Mm-hmm.
So going out to all you beauticians out there, look, I'm with you.
You're on their side.
I'm haunting clippers. I'm haunting scissors. I'm getting in the shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that comes in there and is rude, we're getting rid of the hair.
Gone.
Now, look. I also want to be this kind of ghost that just specifically possesses those items, but that can follow them around.
Yes.
So I can be kind of like Santa Claus. Like,
right.
Except when you go into a haircut, you don't get coal. You just get this horrible hair day.
Haircut, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Now, look, I have already seen, I've seen people walk out of a salon.
Yeah.
That I thought, those scissors must have been possessed, dude. Yeah. And I can only think, there's no beautician on the planet that looked at you and was like, this is a great idea, we're going to cut your hair this way.
Yeah.
It had to have been somebody just saying, hey, look, this is what I want, and you're going to cut my hair this way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you could dole out some real justice. I think you could really, not only can you make, you can bring some justice for the hair ladies, I imagine there are some real jerks out there that just deserve a bad hair day.
Absolutely. You know,
so that's where I'm at. Justice ghost for the win.
Yep.
Scissors and clippers.
Scissors ghost for
maybe,
the win.
Maybe some shampoo. Yep. Scissors ghost for the win. Exactly.
You know, now that we're talking about barber shop owners or beauticians, can I tell you another story? And I know this is strange.
Is it a ghost story?
No. Well, maybe. Actually, maybe. So
let's do it.
And this is only because I feel like we figured it out. Like, I'm not trying to rabbit trail us or whatever.
Okay, right.
So, and I only tell this story because I'm pretty sure she listens to the podcast. The lady who cuts my hair. I have a beautician that cuts my hair. And
this is a bonus segment.
If anybody who's watching the video can see, I don't have a full head of hair like some guy does. I was blessed with not good hair genes. I'm not going to call it a curse because I actually kind of like it. Yeah. I kind of actually like not having
that's
hair.
All right.
So this last time I go in and she's like, how would you want it done today? Mm-hmm. And I say, I just want the usual. Just give me the usual. So
is your hair lady Phyllis from Monsters, Inc.?
No. No, that's the...
How do you want it done today?
Kowalski, where's your paperwork?
How do you want it done today?
That was a good impression. No, she's not. But I can't sound like her. People will know who she... That's, you know, that was totally on purpose.
Right. Okay.
So she says, how do you want it done? And I'm like, yeah, just give me the same. So she gets done, and she literally steps back, and she says, wow, so you're getting a little thin. It's not... Oh, I know I'm getting bald. Uh-huh. I know I am. But for the lady who I pay to cut my hair, straight up stands back and she's like, this haircut ain't working no more for you.
She said that to you?
Insane. Wow. You are getting thin. And she don't mean about my body.
Brutally honest is what she said.
Brutally
saying.
Honest,
wow.
Bradley. What are you still coming here for? Oh, why are we still playing this haircut game?
Right.
Like, I remember a day when I could come in and have options. there are no more options for me.
Yeah.
She's got
her scissor ghost whispering to her, like...
Exactly.
Like, lady, this is over. Why? So tell him.
So to come back to full circle, like there would be, you would have to work really hard as the scissor ghost to mess up my hair.
I would, yeah. definitely would.
He says as he stares to the top
definitely
of my
would.
Head.
All I can think is shaving, well, I mean, you're pointing at it. All I can think is shaving some shapes in.
Yeah,
some
that's
wording
about
or,
it.
You
that's
know,
about,
extra lightning bolts.
That's about all you're getting away with.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I believe we've got that one figured out.
Yes, we have that one figured out.
What was the question?
If you were to have an accident and pass away suddenly, what would be the item that you would possess? And actually, I was wondering, too, would you be nice or would you be, you know, a mean?
I think we threw that in there.
Yeah, we did.
I think we threw that. Okay, folks, I think we got that one figured out. If you know anybody floating around in the afterlife that's just waiting to move on and they're trying to figure out what to possess.
That's right.
Or if you yourself are contemplating this question, what might you jump into in the future? I think we've outlined it for you.
Yep.
I think we figured this one out.
That's right.
Okay, well, folks, send people our way. Have them give us a listen. We really appreciate all of you taking the time today. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
And I am the Bug Man.
All right.